Qumran Rabat Gemara. We are up to Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. We're discussing this the sugya if a shliach can rely that a shliach probably carried out a shlichus, and we all said by the rabbanans if whatever he had to carry out was only a mitzvah rabbanan, we can rely on it. If it's mahatoida, we had a machlekes of Nachman and Rabsheshes. Rabsheshes says we can rely on a shlich even when it's mahatoida that he has to fulfill, and Rab Nachman says no. We do not rely on a shlich if it's a chiyuv ma'atayda. If it's a chumra, in other words, if somebody sends out a person, go find me, you know, go find a woman for me that you think is suitable and give her kedushin, then we're machmir that maybe he did this to think. But kula, definitely we don't do it. And that's the argument, and Rav Sheshes is trying to bring a number of proofs to his case. Tesis holds that when does Rav Sheshes say we trust the shlich? Only when the shlich knows that this will harm the mishaleach if he doesn't carry out a shlichet, so he takes it more seriously. Otherwise, maybe Rav Sheshes also agrees that we do not really rely. your harms mean that he'll do an aveira or something. Otherwise, maybe Rav Sheshes also agrees we don't rely automatically that the shliach carried out of the shlichus. Anyway, the number of proofs they brought in the kainim in the working base of midrash, each one we said is different because there's a special group that are monitoring them and making sure that they carry out their functions. Okay, so now we're going to bring another proof. Amar, right in the middle of the page, the last word line is Sheshes. How do I know what I'm saying is correct? That you can trust the shliach. At Tanya, we learned. Let's say someone says to his friend, or maybe chavede him means a chaver, talmud chacham, an expert. We'll see later. Say, go out. The cut. I'm giving you permission to go out there, and I want you to go ahead and lakate lecha. I want you to collect from me to any matinasi. Take as many figs as you want from my tree over there, and he didn't tell him how much as you want. So the din is that everything has to be tithed before you can eat it. You have to give your truma, your few maisa, but you're permitted to eat a snack without giving the maisa. So only when you want to eat it properly, a meal, that you have to give maisa. So we say over there, eichel mehen aray, you're allowed to eat from there a snack and without giving any maisa. But if he wants to have a proper meal, he has to definitely give ma'aser. There's no question that ma'aser wasn't given from here. It's not just because you don't know, and you have to give ma'aser. But if he tells him, and the obvious reason is, he had no idea how much you took, so how can you have given ma'aser on it? It's still growing on the tree. But if he tells you, if he says to him, here, take this basket and fill it up with figs, mitei nosi, from my tree, so he's giving you a quantity. So now there's a possibility that he, on his own, because he sent you to get his figs, that he would at home go ahead and give ma'aser. Oichel men ari, you'll have to eat a snack, and this time when you give ma'aser, it's only demai, because you're not sure. Maybe he actually gave already ma'aser for you, so it's only demai, only because of a suffix. And the difference is when you give ma'aser because of a suffix, you don't actually you have to separate it, but you don't have to give it to the levi, because the levi has to prove that it's his. In fact, you can eat it yourself, but you first have to separate, then you can, that's what demai is, then you can eat it yourself. When is all this talking about? Bama Aretz. This is all talking about when we're talking about an Amma Aretz. I think more later we'll clarify, we're talking about that the donor, the one who's giving it, offering it, is an Amma Aretz. So we don't know if Amma Aretz did the right thing or not. You know, even if most Amma Aretz give Maisid, but here it's not for himself, it's for you. Maybe he's not even thinking about you, not worried about Lifna Iver. Avo Bechover, but if the donor, the one who's offering it, the Talmud Chacham, Oichel, you can rest assured that you can eat it, the Einoi Tzarech La'asa. And you yourself don't give Maisa, because there's no way he would give you, offer you figs to eat without giving Maisa first. Divrei Rebbe, these are words of Rebbe. However, his father, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, his father disagrees. He says no. Amedvarim Amur, I say exactly the opposite. When do we say this only by Nama Oretz or what? He says, when do we say that demai is enough, it's only an Amma Aretz? We say, oh, maybe he gave, maybe he didn't give, so you have to repeat it again, but it's only a suffix. But Avo Bechavu B'Tzav Chacham, then you know definitely he did not give Maisa. Why would Rabbi Shimon Gamliel say that? Eino Eichel Achi Yaseh, because there's a rule that says, and according to Rashi, it's Midrabanan, the rule that says that when you give Maisa or Truma, the food that you're giving Maisa from should be next to the food that you're giving Maisa on. In other words, they should be called min hamukif, next to each other. According to Rashi and Rabban, according to other shayim, it's mahatayda. And therefore says, since the person who's offering it is not standing next to the tree, So Shimon says there's no way in the world that he would do that Aveira to go ahead and give Truma Maisa, this the owner and one who's offering it, without being next to the tree. Surely he did not do it, and the person who's getting and receiving it should go ahead and give his own Truma Maisa. It's not a demai, it's a definite, which means you have to give it to the Levi. Visually nechshedu chavedim, we do not suspect that Talmud Chacham litraim to set aside Truma Shalem and Amukif if it's not next to the tree. So according to Rebbe, surely that if it's Talmud Chacham, he wouldn't want you to be Oyver Aveira. According to Shingam Lil, there's no way that Talmud Chacham would do his own Aveira to save you. Amar Rebbe says, Rebbe needing the Vorai Medivri Abba. Not very nice. I think my words make more sense than my father's. Mutiv, it is better. Sheyechshedu chavedim litraim and Amukif. The Chavad doesn't mind that people will suspect that he might do a little Aveira or do an Aveira of separating Truma Maisa, something that not Minamuk, not next to it. V'layachilenu lama oretz tivlin. And Amoret should not eat Tevel, because on his account, he told the guy, take the figs, and if the guy eats without giving Truma Maisa, the person who gave it is responsible. So therefore, definitely he fixed it up, even though it comes at a cost. Says the Gemara. The question is whether we are choshed that, you know, Umar Sava le nechshedu. The whole question is whether we suspect that they would give from Truma Maisa for something not next to it, or they will give it next to it. However, Abu Kuli Alma, but everyone holds that Chazok Shliach Oizah Shlichusai, that definitely the owner would have done it, for sure. There's no question the owner would have set it aside. The only reason why some say that he wouldn't is because there's something wrong here. There's an Aveda taking place. So we see clearly from here that the Balabais is considered the shliach of the person that is collecting the figs, because he has to give Truma Maisa on behalf of that person. And the only reason why Shingul says don't think he did it is because that person, because the owner will be over an Aveda. Had it not been for that, surely you can assume that he would have done it. So don't receive from me that a shliach does a shlichus, even by a mitzvah in the Torah. It says right here. So what's Rav Nachman going to say? Rav Nachman will say, no, there's different. Hosam kidder Rav Chanina Chazor, like we learn in Psochim and other places, what Rav Chanina Chazor actually said. And what did he say? Rav Chanina Chazor. Chazokohu al Chavah. We have an assumption regarding every Talmud Chacham. She'enoi moitzi dover, she'enoi mesukim tachas yodai. That they never have lying around the house fruits, that especially when they're giving it out, without first giving Truma and Maisa and so on. Because they're very worried about Lifnei Iver. So he might have done the right thing in the beginning, whatever, so he definitely would have done it. But Stam in the world, a Shliach, who accepts a job, doesn't necessarily mean that he carried out. Maybe he found it too hard, changed his mind, and so on and so forth. Or maybe he thinks the guy doesn't really repent on me, maybe he's done something himself. So we cannot say an ironclad rule a Shliach would have carried out. Here's different, because we have another Chazaka, that a chaver will not allow anything to leave his house, his premises, without first giving the Truma the Maisa. So no proof either way. But now the will analyze the Maisa. Oh my, let's analyze the Maisa. When is this talking about by an Amar Oretz? Aval the chaver, you know, but a chaver, the Tamachacham, Oichon. You can eat the Einoi Tzorech Lasek of Maisa. Divi Rebbe, who are we talking about over here when we say Amar Oretz? Obviously, we'll be talking about over here. We're talking over here that the owner, if the owner is not Ma'aretz, we suspect that maybe they didn't give Truma Maisa, so you have to be Machna. But if the owner is a Talmud Chacham, then surely Rebbe says he would have given Truma Maisa, right? So we're talking about the owner. Says the Gemara. Hi, I'm Ma'aretz, the Kama Lila Man. Who is this Ma'aretz? Ilan, the Kama Lila Ma'aretz, Chavrei, that the person receiving it is Osan Ma'aretz. Ma'asan, the Ma'im, Mitayu. You tell the person receiving it, by the way, you know, maybe the guy who gave it to you we cannot trust. You know, he's an Amaretz, you're an Amaretz, so therefore we want you to give the money. You think that the person on the beneficiary is going to listen to what we say? He says, I trust my friend. So what if he's an Amaretz? I know he gave Truma Maisa. Obviously, the person who's giving it Amaretz, but the person receiving it is a Talmud Chacham. And so we're instructing the Talmud Chacham and the receiving it, look, maybe he didn't give a Truma Maisa, so therefore, the money, you set it aside and then you eat it yourself. Okay, so we're talking about that the receiver is a Talmud Chacham. Then look at the Sefer. What did Rebbe say? Need in the Vodah Medivri Abba. I like better what I say. That what? That if you could eat from it. Why? Mutav. And the donor was a Talmud Chacham. Mutav. It is better. She yechshu chaved and lidon mukav. Even though he's doing an Avera, the owner, by setting aside Truma Maisa, not next to the tree. V'ayachlel Amoretz Tivlin. Amoretz, my boy Hossam. Where did Amoretz come from? where's the Namar coming from? We're talking about, we just said the beneficiaries is the Talmud Chacham. So what do you mean that he doesn't want, he's worried that the person receiving is Namar Oretz, and therefore I'm going to give Truma Maisa. But we just said the person receiving is the Talmud Chacham. So he will give his own Truma Maisa. Says the Gemara, Amar bin Zavina, Reisha Bama Oretz Sha'amal Lechavar, and Seifa Bechavar Sha'amal Lama Oretz, and Bechavar Acha Shemin. The first part is talking about Lama Oretz, who says to the Chavar, go ahead and take from my tree. So since the Amar Oretz could be, did not give Maisa, so we tell the Chavar, the Talmud Chacham, when you receive it, you know, it's the Mai, set it aside, then you can eat yourself. The Sefer, when he says over here, she says that it's a Talmud Chacham who's saying to an Amar Oretz, right? It's a Talmud Chacham is saying to the Amar Oretz that, go ahead and take this basket and fill it up with figs. That's the Sefer, figs on figs. So he knows exactly how much to give. So then, the person receiving it is Talmud Chacham, but another person listening in is a Talmud Chacham. So the Talmud Chacham, says Rebbe, can go ahead and eat it. There's no way that this Talmud Chacham, the owner, would offer an Amar Oretz like figs without first taking precautions and making sure that he gave to a Maiser, even though it's not Menamukim, but he would have done the right thing. So the other person, the Talmud Chacham, who hears it, can go ahead and eat also these figs without having to give to a Maiser. So Rebbe Sava, Rebbe is of the opinion, Oisa Chavar Oicho Be'enot Tzarech La'asa. Rebbe Luchim, but this Talmud Chacham over the conversation can also eat the figs without giving a Maisa. Devadai Isuri Ma'asa Ahu Chavar Kamelaya. Surely that the owner who's a Talmud Chacham surely would have done the right thing, or surely would have given Truma Maisa, even though it's not next to it, but he wants to make sure to avoid that the Amar Oretz who's receiving his gift will not be eating figs without giving Truma Maisa. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, Lo yechu ad she'asa, that the Talmud Chacham should not eat until he gives his own ma'aser, because the owner, the Talmud Chacham, would not have given him a ma'aser because he's doing the wrong thing. Chavedim are not choshed to set aside true ma'aser from something that's not next to the tree. Amalei Rebbe said, Mutrif, it is better. She'yechshu chavedim litra, they're more than happy to do this wrong thing of giving truma, shalom and amukim, not like a tree, but al yachilu ama oretz tivlim, and better than on account of him, an ama oretz will eat figs that was tevel that you didn't give any truma at all. So what's going on in my community? Why does Rebbe say that the Talmud Chacham is happy to do an avera to spare the ama oretz, and why does Shingrul say that the Talmud Chacham would never do an avera to spare the ama oretz, even though the ama oretz is doing an avera? So Rebbe Sava, nichele lechaver is better. It is more pleasant for the Talmud Chacham de le'evid hu isuri kalila to do a small isur, especially when Rashi learns only isur de rabbanon. But le le'evid ama oretz isur rabba to avoid the ama oretz for doing a much greater isur eating trumas, the fig without giving any truma ma'aser. So even though normally we say this taste is here, we have a Shabbos, so normally we don't say do a small aveda to save. We don't say do an aveda to save somebody else. But over here it's your own fault. You're the one who gave him the figs, so therefore it's your aveda. It's not just his aveda. It's your own aveda. And that is why you have to do something to prevent that person from doing an Aveda. Otherwise, sometimes says, it depends if it's, sometimes we do say do a small Aveda to save someone if it's totally not that person's fault, doesn't realize he's doing an Aveda, or it's a very strict Aveda, and in other instances and so on. However, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Sava, Nichele Lechavar, it is better for the Chavar, more pleasant Chavar, the Levin Amar and Surah Rabbah, let him do a big Aveda, the Iyu, I feel the Surah Kulil and Levin, but I shouldn't do an Aveda to save you. And the base of the argument here is Lefne Ibel Asit Miksha, right? The Aveda that the Talmud Chacham is doing is that because of him, this other person is going to eat figs without Truma Maisa. So what Aveda did the Talmud Chacham do? Lefne Ibel. And the question is, so what exactly is the Aveda of Lefne Ibel? Is Lifnei Iver a separate Aveira in the Torah? No matter what Aveira, if I gave the person treif, or if I gave a person food without true Maisa, no matter what Aveira, I'm helping the person out. I'm always liable for the same sin called Lifnei Iver. Before a blind person, don't put any stumbling blocks. Is that what it is? Or is Lifnei Iver, meaning whatever Aveira it is that I had a hand in, I am culpable of that Aveira. So if I gave someone to eat treif, then as if I ate treif. And if I give someone to eat figs without true Maisa, it's as if I ate true Maisa. And that's the argument between Rebbe and his father. Rebbe holds that even means whatever Aveda it is, I have that Aveda. So therefore, this Talmud Chacham is going to be over the Aveda of eating figs without Truma Maisa, because he's the one who sent it to that Am Aretz. Therefore, it's his own Aveda. And because this is his own Aveda, therefore he can go ahead and save the Am Aretz, because he's saving himself from Truma Maisa. So then you take the lesser Aveda of setting aside, even though it's not next to it, rather than being over the bigger Aveda. Mashenkin, according to Gamliel, it's a separate Aveda from Iver. Nothing to do. Whatever Aveda you are helping out, you're still always over with the Iver. Therefore, because it's a totally separate Aveda, I wouldn't be over my Aveda to save you from your Aveda. And that's the argument between the two. The Rishayim already asked that Rav Nachman of Sheish is trying to bring a proof from this whole story here about the Truma and Maizah from the figs, when in fact, Truma and Maizah from figs is only the Rabbanim. Mahatoira, you only give Truma and Maizah on wheat, wine, and oil. You know, Dagon, Tirish, V'yitzer. That's all. Fruits and everything else is only the Rabbanim. And we said before, when it comes to the Rabbanim, everyone agrees we trust the Shliach. So what's Rav Sheish is bringing a proof to himself? Rav Nachman would agree that in this instance, you believe the Shliach. So Tosfos really answers that in the Rabbanon there are different categories. There's a pure Rabbanon, and then there's a Rabbanon that emanates from the Torah. This Rabbanon here, the Rabbanon decided to follow the Torah. The Torah is a Truma Maisa from wine and oil, so the Rabbanon said, you know what, we're going to include fruits as well. So this Rabbanon is stronger than an ordinary Rabbanon, and it could very well be that the Rav Nachman would hold that you don't trust the Shliach. The Rambam, however, holds, he rules, that even Truma, even fruits, with the mitzvah of Truma Mehatera. So then, according to, and this is what they want to say, is one of the proofs to the Rambam. Okay, next Mishnah. Now remember that the whole idea is if you want to extend your distance and you can walk 2,000 amas, you have to put the food down in a place which is accessible, but you can actually get to it and eat it. So first we were talking about the type of food, whether food has to be accessible to you or it's enough to accessible to somebody else. Now we're talking about the place. You are trying to clean a shvisa on the ground. You want to walk on the ground, you don't walk in the air. And what happens? You place the food somewhere high up, which might be considered a reshusa yachid, and you're sitting in a reshusa rabim. Therefore, you have no access of bringing the food down to your seat. And that's an issue. Says the Mishnah. Noshna be'ilam, you place the food on a tree, lemaila masar tvachim, above 10 tvachim, and it's 4 tvachim wide. A tree generally is 4 tvachim wide. We know that if something in the middle of the street, a box, is 10 tefachim high, let's say a yard high, a meter high, and then it's 4 tefachim wide, the top of that box is considered a private domain. So if you put food over there, and you're sitting on the ground, which is a rabim, ain't a ruvei edif, then it's not a valid edif, because you have no access to it. But if you put it lemata masar tefachim, if you put it below 10 tefachim, so therefore, and if it's 4 tefachim wide, it's only a karmelis. If you have a box in a public space that's 8 tefachim high and it's 4 tefachim wide, it has a status of a karmelis. And a karmelis, you're not allowed to carry for a karmelis, right? We have a number of domains. You have a public domain, which is Shusha Rabim, you have a private, Shusha Yachid, then you have in between, which is known as a karmelis, which Rashi says also means like a forest. So, you know, it's open to the public, but not too many people frequent it. So, a karmelis, according to the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to carry from a karmelis to a Shusha Rabim. So if you place the food on the side of the tree, which is a karmelis, and you're sitting on the ground, which is a rabim, why is that valid? And the reason is because the period that this food has to be there is called Bein Hashmash, it's twilight. And which is questionable, is it Shabbos or not? So we obviously, it's a question of the Torah, and we're strict and we treat it like Shabbos. But there's an argument between Rabbanan and Rebbe. According to Rabbanan, it has all the dinim of Shabbos. You cannot do anything at that time, what you cannot do on Shabbos. According to Rebbe, that you can, all Isur and Rabbanon are still permitted until real Shabbos kicks in. That period of twilight, according to Rebbe, any Isur and Rabbanon, you can do. And in Halacha, we paskin like Rebbe, but with a caveat, that it has to be Litzedech Mitzvah, that whatever you're doing right now has to be for a Mitzvah, or Bishasat Chat, you have no choice. You forgot to wrap your soup up, it'll be cold by the time you want to eat your meal, so you're allowed to wrap it up then, and so on. So therefore here, since you want it for your Eidav, remember we learned an Eidav is only used if you want to go for a mitzvah. So therefore you're allowed to retrieve the food from the tree, which is a karmelis, and bring it down to you in the street, which is a reshus harabim. Even though it's asur derabanan, bein hashmashah they're permitted, as the Gemara will explain. Nosne beboy, let's say you placed it in a pit. Afilu amuk me'ama, even though the pit is 100 amah deep, and you're sitting inside the pit, and the section of the pit that you're in might be considered a karmelis. It's a ruvi ediv. It's a valid ediv. And we'll see later why, because it's accessible as well, so we'll see later. And the Gemara looks back. Says the Gemara. Yosef, Yibarabba, Rabasi, Barabba, Nosim, Yosef, Nachim, Gabayo. A number of Talmidim were sitting together, Rabchia, Rabasi, Barabba, Bar Nosim, they were sitting together with Rab Nachman. The Yasi Komri, and they said, Hi, Elon, the Koi Hecha. Where exactly is this tree positioned? The tree is standing inside a private domain. Mali lemaila, mali lemata. What's the difference? Since the tree itself is standing in a Shusha Yachid and you're in a Shusha Yachid, what's the big deal? Who cares how high up the tree it is? Shusha Yachid Eila Adrikia. We know that a Shusha Yachid can, till the sky is all considered a private place. That must be the Koi B'Shusha Rabin. The tree itself is standing in Shusha Rabin. So you're sitting on the street, on the floor, it's a Shusha Rabin, public place. And the tree is there in the middle of Shusha Rabin. The Miskavin Lishbos Hechem, where do you want to sit? If you want to sit on the top of the tree yourself, what's the problem? So the tree, let's say, is tall and it's a shusha yachid, but you intend to spend your that your residence should be on top of the tree, then there's no issue whatsoever. Elon is kavalishbois lamata. Your intention is to be on the ground. It's being the ground, and the food is where is on the tree. Says the Gemara. You're telling me in the Mishnah that it's all right. How could it be all right? If it's lower than 10 tefachim, you're telling me if it's above 10 tefachim, we got a problem. But below 10 tefachim, it's a karmelis, not an issue. What do you mean? Because mishdamish be'ilan, you are using a tree when you want to retrieve the food, even if it's on an 8 tefachim. You're using a tree, and the midrabbanan, you're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos. So lechayda, it shouldn't be an 8 if it's not accessible. Says Gemara, la'elam the kay b'shusarabim. I'll tell you what's talking about here. You're in the shusarabim. And your intention is to actually sit on the ground, which is the Shusha Rabim. The Rebbe, and this follows the view of Rebbe. What's the Aveira de Rabbanon? And this follows you, the Rebbe. And remember that when are you Koine Shvisa? What moment of Shabbos? We said before, it's that time of twilight. After twilight is over, when it's Shabbos, and then the food disappears, we don't even care. You already established that that's your home, that's your residence. And this follows the view of Rebbe, the Amar, called over from Shavuos. Anything which is on Yosef Rabbanon, the gods will be Nashmoshes. We didn't decree at that period of twilight. Omru, Ranach said, Yosher, that is exactly correct. That's what our Mishnah is talking about, the tree in the Shusha Rabim. You're sitting on the ground, the tree, if it's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, it's the Yachid, and you have no access to it. But if it's less than 10 tefachim, you can get it, because either you're carrying from a Carmelist to where you are, or because you're using a tree, it's only the Rabbanon, and during the period of twilight, for the sake of a mitzvah, we're permitted to do Yisurim Rabbanon. I'm not going to write. In fact, he said, Shmuel said the same thing. You figured this all out on your own to figure out the Mishnah? So he said, why are they so puzzled? They themselves just figured it out. So what are you asking if I'm not going to figure it out? This is what they said. This is how you establish, this is the way that we're supposed to learn. Is this correct? This is how you learn the Gemara. A Gemara doesn't mean the Gemara what we're discussing right now. They used to learn the Torah about Peh and explain the Mishnah. And we call that was Gemara. So they want to know, this is the Pshat the Gemara? And Amaluhu said, in, yes, exactly that. Itmar Nami, we learned, Amar Nachan Mashmuel, Hoche here, where Elam were talking about a tree, Ha'imi Bishu Sarabi Maskinin standing in the middle of the street, V'lo Yasar Rachaboh, 10 high and 4 wide. And the Skabin Lishma Mamata, the intention was to rest on the bottom. And the Rebbe follows Rebbe Dama Kodovish Mishum Shus, anything which is Midrabbanon, Le Godru Allah Ben Ashmashes. They didn't decree Ben Ashmashes. Omar Rav says, Rav. The Rav comes along with the Din, which is as follows. He's going to say that if your 2,000 Amos end up in middle of a city, another city somewhere, then that entire city, which is considered like one place, that's one domain, is as if it's filled with sand all the way up to the sky. And therefore, if there's a tree there, even though the tree might be 10 tefachim high, and so on, it's as if you and that, and where the food is, are in the same position, and you can eat the food. Even though technically you're in the Shusha Rabim, and that part of the tree is the Yachid, you're right. As far as Shabbos is concerned, crossing the boundaries, it's still two different domains. If you take from the tree and you take yourself to the ground, you'll be even east of the Torah from Shusha Yachid Shusha Rabim. But as far as this Tchumen is concerned, we're going to treat it as if you and the food on the tree are on the same level, because you ended up in the middle of a city, and middle of a city is a private place for these other people. Well, if it's their city, and therefore it's as if it's full of sand all the way to the sky. So he says, Amar Rava, says Rava. Talking about a tree that's sitting outside of the perimeters of the city. The perimeter of a city is basically 72 thirds amma. beyond the city limits. And this tree is totally outside of that. But if you have a tree that's right in the middle of a city, right? So for example, you're 1,950 amas from where you started to walk from your own place, from your own city, the environs of your own city. You end up in another village or something, and so you're inside that village, and then you want to continue walking another 2,000 amas, so you place an area in that village, in that city, on that top of the tree. Then, even if it's above 10 tefachim, and your intention is to sit on the ground, it's still a valid eidav. Why? You're in a shusha rabim, and the tree is a shusha yachid. So he says here, the masa keman d'mal yedami, this city is considered, because it's surrounded with house and everything else, and we're talking about a city that's encircled with walls. Because it has its own walls, and it's not wide open, so it's considered as if the city is full of sand all the way to the top, and it's as if you were sitting atop of the sand on par or on the same level as the food which is in the tree. Now, even though halachically, if you wanted to take food from the tree and bring it to yourself on the ground, you'd be over in Isa the Taita, because that's a Shusha Yachin, Shusha Sarabim, but as far as Eved Chumun is concerned, it's as if it's all filled. In other words, the whole thing is drabbanan anyway, so therefore we are very lenient, and we have this imaginary sand that levels you out with the food on the tree. It's as if you had a mind to eat, sit there on the tree with the height of where the food is. Says the Gemara, if so, chutzli buddha shalinami, then why dafka does the tree have to end up in the city, even if it's nothing to do with the city? Remember that when you finish carrying your 2,000 amas, you're still allowed to carry another 4 amas, because every person has 4 amas around them. A person stretches out the hands and the body and everything else and want to lie down, basically make up 4 amas. So l'chayde, since you have 4 amas, which is treated as if it's yours, so just like if you, the din is, if you, let's say, have a house that is right at the tchum, half the house is inside the tchum and half the house is outside the tchum. The law is that you can carry an entire house because it's one house. So the same thing with 4 amas. So therefore, even though the 4 amas is outside of your tchum, you should be able to carry an entire 4 amas as if it's a private place. So therefore, the entire 4 amas is as if it's your house. And it should be able to be, you should be able to carry from outside the tchum into the tchum. It's like one shusha yachid. And we just said before that a shusha yachid, in other words, if let's say the 4 amas, you're allowed to take the 4 amas into your tchum, and we say that Rishus Yachi goes up to the sky. So just the same logic you have about a city, as if it goes up to the sky and you now in the tree on the same level, the same logic should be that if this tree ends up being inside the 4 amas radius of the end of your tchum Shabbos, it doesn't matter if the food is on top of the tree and you're on the floor, in theory it's as if the 4 amas, which is your house, goes all the way up to the sky. And therefore you're on top of the tree and you should be able to eat from that food. So why does it, why do we say that if the tree is 10 tefachim high, you have no access to the food and you're in the Shusha Rabim? If it's still within your tchum, which it is, or even with your 4 amas, we should go up and say it goes up to the sky, and same logic. It's as if you and the Eidim are in the same place, as far as tchumin are concerned. So Gemara explains. So chutzli burishulid, even outside of the environs of the city, Nami also kivin gamarabava says, if you place an eidav, yesh le arba amis, you have an additional 4 amis. It's like it's your seyachid. Habal is your seyachid. Yachid oila the kiyah goes up to the sky. On a bit of a derma shasha. Hoch over here, we're talking about an eel on a tree. Hanoite chutzla arba amis is kinin. We're talking about a tree that goes beyond 4 amis. In other words, the tree trunk might be inside the 4 amis, but the branch where the food is sitting on is outside the 4 amis. So therefore, the fact that you have 4 amas doesn't help us at all, because the food is outside of your 4 amas and there's no access to it. But if it's inside the city, then you do, because it's as if the entire city is filled with sand and you've been lifted, elevated to the same level of the branch where the food is. V'niskaven lishbayz b'yikara. Your intention is to sit by the trunk, so you're not near the branch where the food is sitting. If so, the Gemara, maila 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 mata. So what does it mean when it says in the Mishnah, lemaila lemata? Lemaila means the tree is vertical, and on the tree you can have a higher position or a low position. The way you're learning right now is there's a branch, and the branch is not on the tree itself, it's a branch just extending 4 amas from the tree, and therefore it's either a high branch or a low branch. So it shouldn't be lemaila lemata. Let's just say, if the branch is higher than tetvachim, or the branch is lower. Lemaila lemata sounds like the tree itself. There's a position on that tree which is forbidden because it's too high, and a position on that tree which is too low. But here, the branch is either high or it's low. It's not two branches, we're talking about one branch. So the Mishnah should have said, if the branch is above 10 tefachim or the branch is below, if that's what we're talking about. Says the Gemara, the Hada Zakif. What happened is, the branch goes more than 4 amas away from the tree, so it's outside of your immediate 4 amas. But then when it gets to the end, suddenly the branch tilts upwards, goes vertical. And that's what Lamayla Lamata is. That if the branch is below 9 tefachim, even though it's, let's say, 7 amas away from where you're sitting, and you know, you're not allowed to carry more than 4 amas. But since in the Shusur Abim, you can always carry 3 amas at a time, take 3 amas, stop. You know, you're not allowed to carry 4 amas Shusur Abim, but you can carry 3 at a time. So take 3, stop, 3, pause, and so on. So therefore, it's accessible. But if that, when it goes higher, that vertical branch, the branch was horizontal, then at the end it became vertical. If on that vertical part of the branch, it's above 10 tefachim, then that section is, and it's 4 tefachim wide, that section is just a yachid, and you have no access to it. Says the Gemara, v'hiboyi maisi loy derech olav. Says the Gemara, but even it's outside of 4 amis, even it's outside of, and it's higher than 10 tefachim, let's say the food is higher than 10 tefachim. Since we say that your 4 amis goes up to the sky, is a shus yachid, what you can do is you can climb on the tree until higher than 10 tefachim, and then pick up the food, wherever it is, and bring it to where you are. Because the entire tree above 10 tefachim is just a yachid. So you can always climb the tree. Remember, that's only asur drabanan to climb a tree, and that period is mutter. You can climb the tree. You can be on top of the branch, which is the tree section, which is above 10 tefachim. And then you can lift the food from the branch over there and bring it to yourself. So what's the big issue? So the Gemara answers, you know why? We're talking about kisharabim mekasfin Allah. We're talking about this branch that's outside of 4 amas, the part that's lower than 10 tefachim. So what happened? The part of the branch that's lower than 10 tefachim, then the branch goes vertically up. So your question is, you're telling me the section of that vertical branch, which is, let's say, 11 tefachim from the ground, you have no access to, because you're sitting in Shusur Abim. Why can't you climb the tree, be on par, let's say you're above 10 tefachim, and then just take the food from the branch, and even though, let's say, it's 5 amas away, so what? You're allowed to carry from Shusur Yachid to Shusur Yachid. So we answer no. Because part of the branch is 9 tefachim, and part of the branch is vertical, right? So part of the branch itself is 9 tefachim high, and then it goes vertically up. That, we learned in Daf Tes in Shabbos, that if something is 9 tefachim high, and people hang up their coats over there, it has now a use for the people in the street, then even though it's 9 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, which normally is considered a karmelis, which means to take from there to a private place is only midrabanan, but in this case, rabim mekasfim alav, if a lot of people use it and place their things on them, it becomes technically Rosh Hashanah rabim. So when you lift, and Rosh Hashanah rabim, once it's established Rosh Hashanah rabim, it goes upwards. So when you now lift it from there, you're taking it through this airspace of Rosh Hashanah rabim, and what you're doing is you're taking from a karmelis to the airspace of Rosh Hashanah rabim, Rosh Hashanah yachid, the airspace of Rosh Hashanah rabim to Rosh Hashanah yachid. And you cannot do that. Why not? Even though you picked it up in Rosh Hashanah yachid, remember, it's on the branch is 11 tefachim, you're on the section of the branch is 11 tefachim high, but the moment you take it over the branch, you're going over the airspace of the part of the branch which is 9 tefachim, which is Rosh Hashanah rabim. And then you bring it to yourself to Yeshua Yachid. So you go, Yeshua Yachid, Yeshua Rabim, Yeshua Yachid. And the law of Meishit is, according to Rashi, it's talking about Meishit. And the law of Meishit is when you're stretching out, that's how it was done in the Mishkan. They carried the beams from one wagon to the next, from one private place to another, with Yeshua Rabim in between. And you're doing exactly the same thing. According to the Rashi, we're talking about you threw it. But even so, if you threw from Yeshua Yachid to Yeshua Yachid, if it crossed a Rosh Hashanah Rabim and it traveled 4 amas, which in this case it does because you're sitting by the trunk and the branch is longer than 4 amas, you are liable for carrying 4 amas. And that's why you couldn't do that. Ula, this follows Ula, Damar Ula. Ula said, Amr Tisha, if you have a box 9 tefachim high, Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and the Rabim Mekas from Lovin, a lot of people put their things on there, the Zorak, the Nocha Gabov, and lands on it, Chayev, you are Chayev, for carrying Rosh Hashanah Rabim. That's why Rava couldn't use that or anything. Couldn't use it before amas. What he does say is that if it ends up at the 2,000 amma mark where the tree is inside a city, then you can be on the floor and the food can be on top of the tree. It's as if you are sitting on the same level as the tree. There's no shusarabim there at all as far as tchumen is concerned, and it's accessible to you. Okay, I hope you followed. It's a little bit complicated here. Were there pictures? Oh, actually, it's tomorrow's Gemara. So I don't know if there were pictures.
Yeah, there were pictures. We had a few pictures.